The Bird Show.
All right, so we're going to get Not So Psycho Sue back on here. For those of you that don't know the story, that's really too bad.
Get the Q100 app.
Because it would take,
Give a summary of that.
It would take way too long to try to explain it to you guys, so go online and listen to the story that led us up to this call. Because we started to get some tweets and some emails earlier this morning from people that said that they were out, and they saw Sue and Tool at the same bar together, and some kind of public argument broke out. Yeah. We thought, this thing's over. Done. You know? Mm-hmm. And Sue's back on with us. Hey, Sue.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're back.
Sue. Maybe you are so psycho, Sue, if you are hanging out with this dude.
I was not hanging out with him. And it's weird that people, like, know that it was us. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not like we put your guys' pictures up online or anything. So it must have been, like, a friend of a friend of a friend that must have watched this whole thing go down.
I guess. I don't know. But I wasn't with him. I was kind of drunk. So I don't remember everything, but I was out with a bunch of friends, and we were seeing another friend at a comedy club, and I was kind of intoxicated, so he grabbed my arm, he's like, I need to talk to you, and I was, like, really confused, I was like, okay, and so I went outside with him, because I didn't want to talk to him in the middle, and he just kind of was, you know, begging me to come back, and told me that if I didn't come back, he would harm himself, and he would take his own life and stuff, and so it kind of freaked me out, and there wasn't really I think the only thing that was really yelled was me, like, telling him to leave me alone and to go away, and then when he said he was gonna, like, you know, hurt himself, I kind of got, like, concerned, and so I just was like, don't do that, you know, and then the guy that I actually was with kind of just, like, came outside, and he was like, you need to leave, and I told him, I was like, if you need me later, just call me, but I didn't.
Oh, no.
Sue!
You offered to him, like, if you need me, give me a call later?
No, dude. I said, like, because he was, like, telling me he was going to kill himself, what was I supposed to do? So I said, if you really
need me,
call me.
He was telling you that, so you said that.
Or something.
Yes.
But I didn't really, it wasn't like we were back together or anything like that. I don't know what people are telling you.
Okay, let me just stand up for her for just one second, though. Okay, because have you ever been in that situation before?
Yes.
You have, when somebody tells you that?
Yes, and it's, like, manipulation.
But her knee-jerk reaction is absolutely, like, I mean, that's how you feel. Like, oh my God, I couldn't handle that kind of responsibility, really. So yes, call me later on.
No, that's why they say it.
Because if, like, your thought is, what if they do? Right?
Yeah, if you're in it, you can't say, oh, you're just saying that, because then what happens when he gets in his car and drives it into a tree for the rest of your life?
But he's not going to.
Somebody told me once that a threat like that can be illegal.
Really?
Yeah, that you could file some sort of police report about that. But I don't know exactly what it is or what it would be called, but if somebody threatens you by taking their own life, there's something you can do. I wish I knew more specifically what
that'd
it is.
That'd be useful. Well, I'm just still confused on how you were at the same place. Of all the places in this city, 5 million people, how are y'all at the same comedy club?
That's the thing. I don't know. Because, like, I've even been, like, tweeting, like, I mean, now I'm going to give this away so you know, but I tweet the opposite of what I'm doing. Like, if I'm going out, I'm like, I'm staying in tonight with my girlfriends, you know, whatever. I don't know how he found out. Obviously, I didn't even, like, tell you guys about it. Someone emailed you guys and told you I was there. So I guess this person might have known him. I don't really know how he found out. I haven't talked to him or had anything to do with him. You know, the last time I really talked about it was when I was in the studio with you guys. I just kind of, like, washed my hands of the situation and didn't really want anything else to do with it. I've kind of moved forward and tried to not look back.
Was he as drunk as you were?
He wasn't. He didn't seem drunk, but I don't.
But you were drunk.
I couldn't tell because I was really drunk. So I don't know.
And as far as you can remember, he was like, I want you back? Or was he saying, come talk to me?
He was like, I
want to
work this out. Please, let's work this out. And at first I was like, don't you already have a girlfriend? And then he was like, that doesn't matter. I want to work this out. And I remember him saying that over and over again. And then I remember me yelling and being like, leave me alone. I don't want to be with you. Like, I'm not with you. And then he started freaking out because I was there with another guy. And he was just like, he's like, why are you here with someone else? I thought you didn't want a boyfriend. And I was just like, I'm allowed to date other people. And then that's when he was like, well, I'm going to kill myself if you don't want to be with me. And
I feel like we're in high school.
Yeah, it does. Doesn't this feel like high school to you, Sue?
Yes, and so I was just like, okay. And I was like, please don't do that. I was like, it's really not worth it. I was like, our relationship's really not worth that. I was like, it really wasn't a good relationship. Like, you shouldn't kill yourself over someone like me. Like, I'm not worth it. And then he just kept saying he was going to do it. And then that's when the guy I was there with just kind of was like, come on, let's go inside. He was like, we're going somewhere else. And I was like, I have to go. And he told him, like, you know, don't follow us. You need to, like, go home. And then he was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And that's when I was like, call me if you need me because I don't want you to do something like that. And it wasn't like we were there together. I don't know. We're not together. We're not anything. And he never called me. So
that's good news. Where was Fiji when all this was going on?
I don't know. I don't talk to her. I don't know anything that's going on in her life.
I think if you know what, my recommendation for you is, look, if you end up in the same place that he's in accidentally,
get out.
Just
leave.
Go. Yeah, you just got to go.
And if he says,
this is going to be the same drama over and over and over again.
And if he says, I would need to talk to you outside, say no. And then just walk away. I mean, nobody physically can drag you out the bar. Yeah, I mean,
Some of this drama you're creating, you could have avoided
it. Perpetuating
and
it.
You are going to turn off so many guys. No guy is going to want to go out with you if they take you out and there's this drama and he has to go outside and tell this ex-boyfriend to get out of the way. Like, you need to move. You really do need to move on. If he says, let's go outside, no. Bye. Gotta go.
Because there's nothing more than this guy would want than for you to fall back for him so he could cut it off and hurt you.
Yes.
I mean, that's all ego right there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be with him. I don't know. I wasn't really thinking. And so I just kind of went, I don't know. It was just a bad situation. I don't know. I feel like embarrassed that people saw it. It's like embarrassing more than anything.
This is your dating Antichrist. I mean, I wish I had somebody that was telling me while I was dating my Antichrist that this is the guy right here. I just went over to the woman right here.
They
probably
were, but you don't hear them. You probably had buddies going, oh, my God, dude, she's crazy. Mm-hmm. Get out. And you don't. You block that out.
I wouldn't have listened.
You don't hear it.
Yeah. The sex was so
just
good.
Like, we're telling,
I hate to tell you, Sue, that I'm actually glad it was embarrassing for you so that that next time you'll handle it different. Even in a drunken state, you'll be able to say no, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I'd say keep in touch with us, but you won't have to because the rest of Atlanta will. They'll tell us what's going on every step of the way for some reason.
That's awesome.
All right, Sue.
Good luck.
All right,
good luck. Good luck with the new guy.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, at some point, Wendy, you got to hear this too, Wendy. Wendy.
I know. It's
you
me a couple years
control.
Ago. I know. I'm hearing it.
Is it Wendy a couple years ago or is it in a couple of weeks?
No, I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it. The same exact thing happened to me. No. Yeah, okay. I'm hearing it. It's not going to happen.
All right.
Get it. The Bird Show.